Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried, PODFRIED. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Never mind. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm going to try to get the title right this time.
Oh, why be different this time?
Yeah.
Why break from tradition?
I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.
It is.
And I should tell the audience, it'll be in a future date. But we interviewed the fine comedian and actress Charlotte Ray, and I called her Caroline Ray. I can't even get the guest names.
Remember the time we were doing Greg Evigan and I slipped
you
a piece of paper?
Yes, yes. You, during an interview with Greg Evigan, I started to open my mouth, and just like in school, Frank slipped me a little piece of paper that said, Greg.
I was pretty sure you were starting to form the word Glenn.
Yes, I would have. And I wonder why some people don't want to do my show. I won't get their names right.
Since now that you brought it up, I think it's Evigan, not Evigan.
Oh.
So there you go.
So I can't bring. I don't know either of his names.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he was a good sport. Here's a new direction. Something strange and something. Well, since we had Charlotte Ray, and I was doing research for Charlotte Ray, and I found that she's in a movie that you and I have talked about on this show.
Oh,
I
yes,
I think we talked about it with Ken Berry.
Oh yeah,
who is the rival in the film to Tony Randall. Or maybe we talked about it when you were talking about the Seven Faces of Dr. Lau.
Oh,
we were
yes.
Singing Tony
yeah,
Randall.
Yeah, I
praises.
Recommended that one.
This is a very offbeat movie from the 60s, from 1969.
Now, this is where they have an apartment under the earth?
It's under the ocean.
Under the ocean.
Yes.
That's why Richard Dreyfuss sings Serenades a Love Song to a goldfish.
Yeah, see, if it was under the earth.
Yes, then the goldfish would be all dried up and fossilized.
maybe we mentioned this during our Dreyfuss tribute. I'd be very curious to see how many of our fans and listeners know this movie from Paramount in 1969 called Hello Down There. And we've touched upon it. It is very, very strange.
A few critics put it on their worst movies ever made list.
Yeah, you know, it's a mixed bag. It's sort of like a Disney kind of a comedy, like something you'd expect to see Kurt Russell in.
Yeah.
Or Cesar Romero.
Oh.
But it's not a Disney.
There's
no oranges.
They didn't have the money for citrus fruits alone. Right. It would have tripled what the movie
produce
cost.
Budget was. But it's an oddball little film. I don't know where to begin to try to describe it. Tony Randall is a designer who designs a home, an underwater home. Have you seen this movie, Paul? Our researcher, Paul Rayburn, is here. to prove that people can live. It's a stunt to prove that people can live underwater. They're 90 feet below the ocean. He and Janet Leigh is his wife, and they're living there. It's an experiment. They're supposed to see how long they can live in this green onion, it's called. I don't know who came up with this premise. And they have two teenagers, and their teenagers are in a band.
Of course. Stay with me. Well, it's believable so far.
The band is led by a young Richard Dreyfuss.
Uh-huh.
In one of his first roles, and you just referred to him singing a love song to a goldfish.
And he's like kind of like Hollywood's idea of a hippie.
That's correct.
Yeah. Like, Hollywood never quite got... Like, they were the ones who were the druggies, like, you know, Dennis Hopper and right. people like that. They understood the culture, but Hollywood wanted to cash in, and they never quite got what the hippie movement
This is
was.
One of those movies. Not quite as bad an offender as Skidoo. We were talking about how Skidoo
horrible.
Had no ability to capture the spirit of Easy Rider and the spirit of the 60s. This was trying, but this was an Ivan Torres production, for Christ's sake. The guy that made Flipper. And Doctari. Do you remember Doctari?
Oh, my God, yes.
And Gentle Ben. He did animal programs.
And you know, I should say, just in case I never told the story before.
Go ahead.
We referenced Cesar Romero. Now, in case, I don't know if I've ever told this story.
Well, I don't think you have.
But I don't think so either, because the name is kind of is unfamiliar.
Could there be a story of yours that I haven't heard on the show?
Well, maybe.
Well, take a shot.
But I'll say it for the first time.
Yeah.
Cesar Romero was gay.
The Latin lover.
He was a Latin lover.
I see.
And he was a very tough, romantic Latin lover.
Uh-huh.
And he danced with Carmen Miranda.
Sure did.
And there's still a photo, if you look it up, that you could see Carmen Miranda's pussy in the photo.
Does one of the oranges in her hat have a dent in it?
Yes.
Was it peeled?
Okay. It turns out, according to legend, Cesar Romero liked to gather these young boy toys around him. And pull down his pants and underwear, bend over, and have them fling orange wedges at his ass.
You never heard that,
Full
Paul?
Force.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's well, I'll have to make sure to tell it more often. Some argue that it was tangerine wedges. I say it was orange.
Some argue that they pitched them underhanded and didn't quite fling them.
Some said they flew they threw entire grapefruits. Till he was unconscious.
Some say it was Cesar de Nova, but it wasn't even Cesar Romero. And Cesar Chavez, and they threw lettuce.
Some thought it was character actor Gino Conforti.
Is he around?
Yeah. Oh, we got to get him.
We got to get Gino Conforti.
We got Gino Conforti. Yeah. We have to get him. He would pop up on shows like Three's Company. He had these really big eyes.
Yep.
He was always foreigners.
Yes.
Any Spanish, Italian, any foreigner, he would wind
Dara
up
Dara just
like.
Wrote down on a pad, Gino Conforti. I thought she was going to write, get back to hello down there, and wrap the episode. So I'm going to go back to the...
And please try to find that photo. Of where...
The Carmen Miranda photo?
Yeah, you can see her pussy in the photo.
We talked about that with Mr. Skin.
I almost called
him Dr. Skin.
Dr. Skin. That was a movie with George Zucco and Lionel Atwell.
It's a whole other
thing.
This is the trivia on Hello Down There.
Okay.
And it was directed by Jack Arnold, the guy that directed The Creature from the Black Lagoon, and it came from outer space.
Okay.
So he was a legitimate tarantula. Yeah.
I liked... See, now, Tarantula, I brought up on the film, on the show before.
With Joe Dante.
Yes. Yeah. And because I think a tarantula was once flinging orange
now
wedges.
Now, cut that out.
Okay. No. So, Tarantula was obviously trying to cash in on the more respected them about giant ants.
That's right.
But I find Tarantula to be a much more enjoyable film.
That's a very controversial position you're taking.
they refer to acromegaly as acromegalia.
Right.
And they're trying to find a cure for acromegaly. It sounds like a party that people with acromegaly are having. Let's go have a wild out-and-out acromegalia. Yeehaw! Let's have an acromegalia.
Acromegal time.
Yes. And instead, it starts... It makes a giant tarantula. Oh, and Leo...
G. Carroll.
Leo G. Carroll's in it. And they're having an acromegalia. Well, I think in Italy, acromegaly is called acromegalia.
Hey, Rusty.
So, Gil...
Yes.
I know all your friends. Only your friends get to call you Gil, so I apologize. I want to talk about Parachute, the new online betting brand from Venice, California.
Okay, well, I won't stop you then.
Well, did you know that great sleep starts with great sheets?
No, I didn't know this.
Well, let me elucidate you. And Parachute has created a line of everyday bedding essentials from sheets to comforters to give you superior sleep.
They delivered it to both of us.
They did. I slept on mine. How did you like yours?
Yes, I liked it very much. That was very comfortable.
Which ones did you get?
The white ones.
Darryl says you got the sateen.
Yes.
I got the percale.
Yes.
And I was quite happy with it. Very comfortable.
I remember Edie Percal.
Edie Percal and the New Bohemians?
Yes, yeah. Really? They were good.
With free shipping, free returns, and a 30-night risk-free guarantee, Gilbert, you can rest easy. Now, let me tell you some other things about Parachute. The packaging is beautiful. They sent the sheets. My wife enjoyed opening the box. Came in a nice little... did you get that little bag? The little envelope with the twine?
Yes.
The packaging was beautiful. They were very soft. I enjoyed the packaging. What else did I... They come in three different styles, as I mentioned. Yes. The percale, the sateen, and the linen.
Yeah.
And they're made in Italy by my people.
Ah, okay. Well, now I think we could leave that out of the commercial.
Is that where you part company?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now, here's another cool thing about
the Parachute. Oh, okay. Because, I had to burn my original sheets.
Well, I understand that.
But let's not talk about that. I'll talk about that when we're off the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. Parachute also gives safe sleep. They've partnered with the United Nations Nothing But Net program to send life-saving bed nets in the fight against malaria. Also, their blog, worth checking out. Did you check out the blog?
No, I haven't checked out the blog yet.
You should. They've got how-tos, decorating tips, gift wrapping ideas, some information about shams. You know what a sham is.
Yes, this whole show and my marriage and and my entire career.
Yes. Here's another thing, another question I wanted to ask you. Do you sleep with a top sheet?
Well, I don't want to talk
about
that because, there's certain things.
40% of Americans actually sleep without a top sheet.
I sleep with a top sheet.
Okay, good to know.
Shop online at parachutehome.com/Gilbert for new sheets, duvets, and other bedding essentials, and receive $25 off your first order by using offer code Gilbert. That's parachutehome.com/Gilbert and save by using offer code Gilbert.
So Jack Arnold, who also directed The Incredible Shrinking Man, movie I know you know, directs now, this thing, Hello Down There, and it was produced by Ivan Tors.
Now, someone we're trying to get on this show
is
Bert
I. Gordon.
No, Bert I. Gordon. Yeah. Is he still around?
95 or something.
We got to get him.
Joe Dante says he doesn't talk much.
Even if he just breathes on the phone.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
I got to get him. The actor from Patty Duke.
William Shallard.
William Shallard is in The Incredible Shrinking Man.
Indeed he is. He's on our list.
Yes.
We're trying to track him down. So here's the B plot. The family goes to live in the Green Onion under the ocean. Tony Randall, he's married to Janet Lee. Richard Dreyfuss leads the rock band. Roddy McDowell playing you know, another eccentric record producer.
Oh, okay.
They love to come up with these Phil Spector-type characters in the 60s. Here's the sound. Falls in love with the band, says, I got to have the band. I got to sign them. I got to book them on the Merv Griffin show. Merv Griffin's playing himself.
Oh,
he can't find the band because they're under the ocean. You following me?
Yes.
And there's Charlotte Ray turns up as the maid who brings the band's music to the... She's the messenger, and the music is sent from by Dolphin. Am I making any sense?
Oh, jeez.
Charlotte Ray is the messenger who takes the tape to Roddy McDowell to play for...
And you weren't on acid when you were watching this. No. Yeah, yeah.
Jeff Barry, who wrote Sugar Sugar and Leader of the Pack, wrote the theme song.
And,
hello down there.
And with Sugar Sugar, that was going to be the Monkees' next song.
Correct.
But they quit.
That's
they
right.
And that became a monster.
They couldn't get along with Don Kirshner.
Yeah, that became a monster hit for the Archies.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's the story of Hello Down There.
Not to be confused with Hello There by Marty Allen.
There's also a subplot with Lee Meredith from the producers. Remember Lee Meredith?
Yes,
But,
Early Stuck in Blue.
That's her with Roddy McDowell.
We got to get her on the show,
She's around.
Too.
There's a subplot with Jim Backus and Arnold Stang.
Oh, the great Arnold Stang.
And Harvey Lembeck turns up as
my God,
as a sonar
Eric
man.
Von Zipper.
So how about that cast?
That's a great cast.
So the point that I was trying to make, and it's a long way around the bend, is that I knew as a kid that Hello Down There wasn't a good movie, but it was a comfort movie. It was a movie that I liked to watch because it reminded me of, I don't know, you know what I'm talking about? Certain movies you don't think they're any good, but you like having them on, and it's something that you return to time and time again for reasons unknown to you, and that's kind of movie.
Yeah, there's been a... Well, I remember growing up... Movies were on TV all the time, and I loved it because I was such a movie freak. Now, one movie they would show a lot, which should be in the fiction section of autobiographies, and that's Man of a Thousand Faces.
Oh, we talked about it with Ron Chaney.
Yeah. And James Cagney was in it. And, I mean, whenever Hollywood does a biography, it's like, you know, maybe 1% true. But I always liked watching that.
Yeah, I like that film.
Yeah.
It's a better film than Hello Down There.
Oh, yes. But getting to the Chaneys, I think the first monster movie I ever saw, the first one I remember, I remember we were staying, my family lived in Coney Island, and as a big vacation, we rented a bungalow in Brighton.
Oh, I like this
story.
Which
is like, you know, it's like a 5-minute drive.
You really went all your dad went all
out.
Yeah,
yeah. An old lady could walk from Coney Island to Brighton. It was about 3 blocks away.
A Gottfried family outing.
Yeah. So we were 2 minutes away from our house, and we were in Brighton. And I remember watching TV, and it was Lon Chaney Jr., and also I think Robert Shane, who played Inspector
Henderson.
Yeah, in Superman. And I think Joe Flynn from McHale's Navy was in it, in both playing more mad scientist parts. But it was The Indestructible Man.
I know that one.
Terrible movie.
Yeah.
But I just enjoyed watching it.
And you have good memories of it because in some way it's connected to that trip.
Yes.
And that time of your life.
Yes. Yeah. Where we were like... 3 feet away from our old house, we vacationed.
You should have gone for the underwater, the underwater trip.
Yeah, it would have made more sense. Brighton near the ocean.
So I think we're gonna. I don't know if this is a term or we're gonna coin this term, but you've heard of comfort food. We'll ask our listeners name some comfort films.
Yes,
tell us, write us, post it. Gilbert Podfried is the Twitter. I just blanked on the name of the website, GilbertPodcast.com. or on Facebook. Just tell us movies that you loved as a kid that you don't necessarily even think were very good.
Yeah.
And subscribe. Dara's telling me.
Yeah, on iTunes.
On iTunes. And write reviews. But in the meantime, just post and tell us some films that brought you comfort.
Well, I know, like, both of us, like, you would watch the Bowery Boys movies.
Sure. And the AMC movies were like that on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd watch them over and over again, even if you didn't like them.
Yeah, and they also had those terrible Blondie movies.
Oh, yeah. With Penny Singleton and, was she Blondie?
Penny Singleton, I guess.
Arthur Lake?
Arthur Lake was... Do you know something? The minute and to this day, when I watch the actor William H. Macy,
uh-huh.
I always think if they ever remade those Blondie pictures,
he'd be great.
William H. Macy
he'd be great.
Would be perfect as perfect. Dagwood.
And you just reminded me of another movie I liked as a kid, and I didn't think it was very good, and I'm not a Red Skelton fan, but The Fuller Brush Man.
Oh,
It was a movie I liked having on. And that's what I'm talking about. Movies that you grew up with that were on television, you knew on some level, even if you were a kid, that they weren't very good, but you came back to them again and again. You know, a lot of the Abbott and Costello stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even, like I said, even the bad ones, even like Go to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Even the ones that aren't very good.
God.
I'd watch over and over again just for the comfort. And Hello Down There was one of those.
And I think little kids like to watch one thing like a million times in a row. And I think with little kids, they like that feeling of security they get knowing exactly what's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife will watch the same movie 40, 50, and 60 times, and she'll say, I know this isn't any good, but it gives me comfort. Does your wife do that? It gives me comfort to know what's coming.
His wife doesn't talk to him. No.
Anyway, so post on Facebook or tweet us and write us and tell us what your comfort movie is.
Yeah, his wife says, this movie gives me comfort, which is more feelings than you give me. This movie gets me more aroused. And this is Bowery Boys Go to Outer Space.
You know my wife.
Yes. Okay. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
That's it.
Sessions.